New Country Z100, it's Rascal Flatts and How They Remember You. 7:20 this morning, beautiful sunshine going on today, and time for an encouraging word just for you listening right now. I want to welcome to the studio my friend Pastor Michael Nave of Cornerstone Church.
Kent, great to be here this morning. Man, great to see your smiley face behind the mask.
Well, thank you, brother.
Good to keep each other safe. And had a thought for us this beautiful Thursday morning. Faith is necessary when you need something you can't do yourself. So like many of us hopped in a car, a truck this morning, we pushed a button or twisted a key, and we had faith that sucker would start. And many of us have faith in a good friend, like they're going to come through. We have faith in a justice system that's got our back. It's kind of like with God. We are invited by God to have faith when we can't do something that needs to get done. And man, as a pastor, it's one of my favorite things to do. Get to help people come to faith and then develop their faith. But sometimes we lose faith. Like sometimes we pushed that button or twisted that key and it didn't start, so we kicked the car. Sometimes that friend, man, they weren't there when we thought they would be, and we're disappointed in America or the justice system. And sometimes we're disappointed in God because God did not do what we thought he would do. But here's the problem. Sometimes it's us, not them.
Okay, Pastor Michael, you threw a lot at me right there. What do you mean by that last little part there?
Well, let's start simple.
Okay.
It's like with your car. Sometimes it didn't start because you didn't fill it up or do regular maintenance, and it's in trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes with a friend, you just don't know the whole picture yet. And that friend did, you know, just like in a court of law, maybe there was some evidence you didn't know about. And sometimes God is up to something bigger, something more, something different, and you didn't have a right perspective. Here's a fun example. Way back when Mike Ditka, the iconic coach of the Chicago Bears, was fired just 7 years after winning the Super Bowl, he came to a press conference and said, and I quote, "As the scripture says, this too shall pass," end quote.
Wow.
The problem is the Bible doesn't say that. So Mike Ditka was quoting the Bible wrongly. He had a misconception of a promise from God. And the problem is, sometimes we don't know the whole story. Sometimes we're quoting Bible verses that aren't Bible verses, and we're ticked off at God because he said something he didn't say. It's like, whoa. So we're starting a brand new series at Cornerstone. We're calling it "The Bible Don't Say That." You know, that's not what God says. There are many Americanisms that we have claimed and assumed, and yet it's distracting us from what God most wants from us. So we're going to have some fun with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those folks listening, want to know more, tell us about what's happening this weekend with Cornerstone.
Yeah, so please join us. You can for sure join us online. Maybe you are still social distancing and need to stay away from people for whatever reason that is. Man, you can jump online for our services. We love engaging with you wherever you're at. If you're ready to meet in person with several other people, come on over. We're right there next to Sam's Club. Friday night, Sunday morning, we wear a mask in, we wear a mask out. We love each other. We keep our distance. And once you are socially distanced and seated in place, you can drop the mask, sing along. We'll engage together as we worship, but would be honored to take this journey as we discover what God has said and then some things he didn't say that we can all grow in our faith.
Well, that's really good stuff here, y'all. Make sure you check it out online. Just simply Google Cornerstone Church. Find out more right there. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Pastor Michael Nave, you have a great day, brother.
Thanks, Kent.